Hey guys, welcome back to the Brandimation Show live here on radio. It's our third episode. Thank you for tuning in. This is big stuff. We're expanding. I'm Brandon Mason. I'm breaking down today's topics, the top three quarterbacks in the 2022 NFL draft. I'm going to break this down. I think it's important. The main players, the main missiles, the guys firing, and the first round picks we expect to come out. Now, listen, I know a lot of people are looking at the first two people. Okay, Kenny Pickett from the University of Pittsburgh, Malik Willis from Liberty. Now, the reason why I want to talk about these two players, I think it's important. Okay, I'm not giving number one, number two in order. I'm just explaining to you what's going on with these two players. Now, Kenny Pickett, University of Pittsburgh, I played there, loved the school, great time. I had my own experiences. We had different coaches coming in, back and forth. It was hard. Didn't know who my running back coach was at the time. It changed several times before I even got to the school. Then once I did, you know, the school was going through changes, coaching changes, position changes, a lot going on. So my experience at Pittsburgh was different. But let me break down Kenny Pickett for a minute. Kenny Pickett is the all-time leading passer, okay? Passing yards, you know, over 12,000. Pass completions, over 1,000. Total offense, over 13,000. So, you know, we're talking responsible for over 102 touchdowns. Passing, I think, was like 81, right? And then running also. Now, here's the thing. When you compare Kenny Pickett to Liberty's quarterback, Malik Willis, these are the main concerns I have. Now, Kenny Pickett has played in a professional organization. Kenny Pickett plays for the University of Pittsburgh. They take great pride in running their program like an NFL franchise. So you're going to get a lot of coaches and a lot of players in there that have NFL experience. You're getting a lot of people in there who are going to help guide you in the way, in the huddle, in the locker room, in the film room. Everything that's happening is run just like an NFL organization. Okay, when I played there, we had guys that came in, once that came in afterwards, you know, had a lot of experience in the NFL, right? Even the offensive coordinator came from the Ravens. He had experience. These guys are tremendous when they come in as coaches. It just depends on what coach can coach college players. You could be an amazing NFL coach, but you might not be the best pick for college. But let's break down Kenny Pickett. As a thrower, as a passer, you know, he's going to do fine. He's got arm strength. He's a good guy. You know, he's got great support. He's got great teammates. He's got all that. I think he also fought adversity because Pittsburgh also was not number one on the charts. Pittsburgh was not number one in the NCAA football. So it wasn't like he was playing for Alabama behind the number one offensive line in the country, right? It wasn't like he played behind the top team. So I think that Kenny Pickett had to fight adversity. I think that he fought through a lot. I think he was a fifth-year senior. The guy, I believe that's what it was. And the guy does his job. Now, you know, they had a lot of things that have gone on through the year. So I think that extra year has helped him get those passing yards, right? Had to lead himself into the record books. I understand that. But Malik Willis, on the other hand, I believe, even though I want to see Kenny Pickett do well because he went to Pitt, I just think Malik Willis is more athletic, okay? He's faster. His ability, his agility is better. He's got a lot to prove, man. He's playing at Liberty. He's not playing on the biggest stage. He's not playing for the University of Pittsburgh. He's not playing against Clemson, Florida State, Michigan. You know, he's not playing on that stage, you know, sitting there going to UF and Florida State and Virginia Tech. You know, they have their big games. They have their teams they play. I'm not saying that Malik Willis doesn't have the opportunity and show his talents, because he absolutely has. But Malik Willis is not playing every single week on the big stage, and that affected him a little bit early on, but then he rose to the top. And if you take both those players and put them in the NFL locker room, hey, that college appearance, that college look, the college stadium doesn't matter anymore. Because what matters now is you look like an NFL player. The minute you change that uniform and you put on that NFL organization jersey, you no longer look like a college player. You look like an NFL player and that stuff behind you is gone. Now, as a quarterback, the quarterback room in college football, you know, the study, the film study, you have to lead your team. Now, I remember watching when I played and we had players like Tyler Palco and players, you know, like Joe Flacco and these guys. They led the team. I mean, they really did. As a young pup coming in, you looked up to them because you really were trying to figure the ropes out yourself, especially if you're from out of state. You really weren't sure how this whole thing was happening, but your quarterback and your big brother, for that matter, we had a big brother on the team. They partnered you up and said, look, follow this guy. Let this guy lead you to some success, get you to practice on time, you know, tell you what to do. And that, you know, look, after a week's time, I think you got it down. But as a quarterback, Malik Willis, the only downfall he has is that he played in a smaller program. And Liberty's growing. Let's not forget how much Liberty's growing and the players are putting in the league. I mean, they do. I know Rashad Jennings, another teammate, transferred there from Pittsburgh, and he did phenomenal. He ended up going and playing in the league for several years. The Raiders, the Giants. Then you see him on Dancing with the Stars. The guy had some kind of preparation at Liberty. So I know one thing. Liberty is going to produce players, and I do know that Malik Willis is a quarterback. And so him jumping on the screen, showing his athleticism, I think he's pulling the media. If I had to pick my player, and I said, look, as long as Malik Willis will be a quarterback first, a passer first, not a runner first, you're going to get one hell of a player. And you're going to get someone who's dedicated. You're going to get someone who gets up there every day. He's got something to prove. I'm not saying Kenny Pickett doesn't have something to prove. He does. He absolutely does. When he gets to the NFL, everyone's got to put up or shut up. But I just think if you watch these players grow, both of them have a phenomenal opportunity to participate on NFL organization, do well, have fun, but their experiences from the locker room where they're coming from is going to shine through. The quarterback coach and the head coach that they had is going to shine through, especially early on. And if I go to watch these players play, if I had to sit back and watch both of them, I'm excited to see both. I do think it really depends on where they go. So understand, if you go first pick, Kenny Pickett, if you go first pick, Malik Willis, if you go first pick, you're not going to go to the best team. You're not going to go to that team that was winning games all last year. So that's the other thing you got to think about, right? Where are they going to go? Who are they going to play for? And what opportunity are they going to have to create those play-action passes that have the offensive line that's going to stand up and block? So this is going to be important. I think these two are going to do well. I think that's going to take time. Just like Trevor Lawrence, another great quarterback, went to Jacksonville. You saw his year last year. So a lot of it's going to change. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Again, this is just my third episode on here live on radio. Thank you for listening in. I'm going to bring you tons of excitement, a lot more things. The draft's great, but we're going to have play-by-play. This season, 2022 NFL season is going to be amazing. And then we also have college football. It's going to be phenomenal. Obviously, other sports are going to be on here. Basketball, NBA, we cover it. But what we do 80% of the time during the season is the NFL. Football is what I do. But basketball will definitely be on here. We'll have some live athletes on so you guys can hear their experience and understand what it is from the driver's seat. Guys, thank you for tuning in. And until next time.